here we begin with Wakey Leaks. So Wake Forest went to Louisville this past weekend. They were leading 12-0 in the fourth quarter and somehow lost 44-12. So Louisville erupted in the fourth quarter. But before the game, allegedly, a member of Wake Forest's staff found documents in Papa John Stadium, where Louisville plays, pertaining to Wake Forest's game plan that they themselves did not bring. And it contained plays that Wake Forest planned to run against Louisville, but had not run at any point in time in the season. Therefore, it could only be pulled from their Louisville-specific game plan. So they think this is a smoking gun that Louisville more or less hacked them and stole their game plan, which is a very confusing story because there's almost nothing certain about it. It's not this guy who has this role at Wake Forest was in this area of Louisville Stadium when he found this document, which is page number 37 in our game plan, which was distributed this way to our players, and the only way they could have gotten it is through this, and blah, blah, blah. It's very vague. It's insinuations. It's, hey, a member of our party found a document that we believe to have been in our game plan already at Louisville, and we've told the commissioner of the ACC about it. I have a real problem with this because it's very vague. And now that allegation is out there, like, and people already believe Bobby Petrino to be a shady dude because of the way he left the Atlanta Falcons and because of crashing his motorcycle with his mistress on it, right? He is not a paragon of virtue. Like, if you're one of these people that feels stridently that college football is about taking boys and shaping them into men and giving them a great education and, you know, you believe in just the mission of it, Bobby Petrino's probably not your guy, right? He's not your favorite coach if you are a moralist about college football. So the idea that this guy, who at times has behaved immorally, would cheat by stealing another team's game plan, there are a lot of people out there that would probably find that to be believable. I just happen to think if you are going to allege something, if you're going to allege that a university cheated in public, as Wake Forest did today, their athletic director, Ron Wellman, and their head coach, Dave Klossman, released statements. I need to have all of the goods, right? It's kind of an all or none thing. Like, keep the story quiet until you have a great case against them and then tell us, like, hey, this is really underhanded, they cheated. Or if you can't prove they did it, then just don't mention it, right? Because it's just innuendo, right? It's insinuation. You think they stole plays from you, but you don't know. And here's the other thing. Why were they losing 12-0 in the fourth quarter if they had your game plan, right? Shouldn't Louisville have been performing better if they had your game plan? It strikes me as very weird. And I'm not saying it did or it didn't happen. I just would prefer more information before it came out. And permit me really quickly here a political comparison that you guys may or may not appreciate, but it struck me as kind of like when James Comey wrote to Congress and said, hey, we found more of Secretary Clinton's emails. We don't know if there's anything criminal in them or not. Well, by virtue of saying there are new emails, everyone thought, okay, FBI, new emails, crime, right? If you want to have a fair election, why not vet the emails whether or not there's a crime has taken place and only alert the public if there has been a crime, right? Because by virtue of the headlines creating, that's going to elicit a negative response. Just like with Bobby Petrino, shady character in his past. If you say allegations of cheating and Bobby Petrino, that's just going to stick whether it's true or not. So I think Wake Forest had a burden of proof here that they failed to deliver to us. And it's very vague right now.